Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Paul Jeta. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ike Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Timmerman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Tom Timmerman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Mike Andrews. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Little. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Rich Morales. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Dave Lemons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dave Lemons. And now, play ball. Paul Jeta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeta takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Hairman and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Timmerman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Timmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Timmerman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Jatok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jatok is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jatok hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive towards the mound. Lemons catches it and throws to first to double up Jatok. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Lemons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemons hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alvarado hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Alvarado moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Little moves to second. Dave Lemons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Little scores. Morales moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales scores. Lemons moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Chuck Seelbach now pitching. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ike Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Seelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelbach hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Jatok is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jatok is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jatok hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, White Sox, 2. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Frien takes first base on ball 4. Vicente Romo now pitching. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0 for 2 in the game. Little hits a fly ball into left field. Jeta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Cash pinch hits for Ike Brown. Terry Forster now pitching. Hugh Yancey now playing third base. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Seelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seelbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Hugh Yancey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yancey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Jatah is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jatah is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jatah takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. Taylor reaches third base with a triple. Jatah goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a pop-up towards short. Alvarado settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-3 in the game. Little strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Andrews moves to second. Tom Bradley pinch runs for Ed Hermann. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Terry Forster. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andrews scores. Bradley moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Rick Reichardt pinch hits for Hugh Yancey. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Cy Acosta now pitching. Chuck Brinkman now catching. Jorge Orton now playing third base. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brinkman bunts towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. Cash moves to second. One out. Chuck Seelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seelbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seelbach hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Paul Jatok. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is walked intentionally. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Acosta fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cash scores. Northrup moves to second. It's 5-3, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Northrup scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 6-3, Tigers. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley, who is chasing the ball. Kelly reaches third base with a triple. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Alvarado hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly scores. It's 6-4, Tigers. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Sherman now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-4 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Alvarado moves to second. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.